Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. It's Aleph Adar Sheni, Topshin Pei Dalet. Besechta Nedarim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Vav. Hanoida min ha-bosar, person who makes a vow to make bosar in general. He didn't say this meat, he said meat in general, I forbid for me under a neder, under oath. Mutar baroitev, he's allowed to have meat soup. Uva kifa, he's allowed to have the kifa. Kifa is the food scraps at the bottom of a pot in which meat has been cooked. Why is that? Why is he allowed to have that? It's got the taste of meat. It may even have a little bit of meat in it. And that is because it's not called bosar. That's not what people call bosar. You don't call meat, soup meat, nor do you call the bottom scraps of the pot which they clean out, you don't call that meat as well. And for that reason, he's allowed to have it. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says that if you make a vow that you will not have meat, then that includes soup. It includes also the kippah, because they have the taste of the meat. It's concluded in basar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, to back up his opinion, Maisa, there was a story about a person. He said, with himself, he said, I know that I vowed not to have meat. V'osar alai Rabbi Tarfon, beitzim shenisbash limay. Rabbi Tarfon said I could not even eat eggs that would be cooked with meat in the one pot. And therefore, that shows us that anything that's cooked with meat or absorbing the taste of the meat will also be prohibited for a person, even though he only said that he's banning meat. So therefore, I hold, says Rabbi Huda, that sauce, that meat, and that that the soup is also prohibited and not allowed to be eaten. Amar lo, the Chachamim responded back to Rabbi Yehuda and said, V'chein hadavar, indeed, that's true. What Rabbi Tarfon told you is true, that you were not allowed to have soup as well, made from that meat, or anything else, or eggs that were cooked with that meat. But that's different. That's bizman sheyomar basar ze'olai. That's when a person says this meat, a specific meat in front of him, is osar. And that's what you, Rabbi Huda, did. You made osar the meat. And when you make osar that plate of meat, then of course anything that's cooked with it or has the taste of it will become osar as well. Shahanoida min hadovar v'nisarev ba'achar. Anyone who makes a vow not to eat a certain thing, whether it's meat, whatever it is, im yesh bebenos and tam, if that anything else cooked with it, there's enough in it to give a taste to it, then even though it was mutter beforehand, osur, that'll become osur as well. The one who vowed not to eat it will be osur in any tarubus, any mixture of it. But if a person just makes a neder not to have meat in general, well, then we have to look and see what's covered under the definition of meat. We're not looking then at what in anything else that might have the taste of meat. If a person vows not to have meat, that does not mean that he can't have something that has the taste of meat. And therefore soup and other things, or kippah, the scraps that are not called meat in language of people, therefore will not become prohibited. Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah continues in the previous one, and it's going to add that there's a difference between one who makes a neder, who vows to eat a particular product, whether it's meat or wine, or one who makes a vow not to eat something that's in front of him. There's a big difference between the two, as was already shown in the case of meat in the previous Mishnah. Hanoida min ayin, a person who makes a vow not to have wine. He says, any wine is also to me as a korban. Koinem or yain alai. As we've been learning the whole Masechta the whole way through, koinem or korban alai yain, that becomes also to have the wine. Mutter betavshil sheyesh betam yain. He's allowed to have anything cooked, even if it's got a taste of wine in it. So a bit of wine fell into a tavshil, gave it a taste of wine. He's allowed to have that cooked food. Why? Because he only banned himself having what people call wine. Something that has the taste of wine is not wine. Amar, but if he says, koinem yain ze sheini toyem, if he prohibited himself for having a particular cup or a bottle of wine that was in front of him, v'nofel atavshel, and some of that food fell into a cooked food, then im yesh bebenos in time, we have to examine, did the wine have enough? Was there enough of it to give a taste into the tavshel, into the food? How is it also? Then he won't be able to have, the whole food will be also. Because what he is prohibited is this entire piece, this entire wine becomes a shtick osur, it becomes a piece of isur, and therefore anything cooked with it or mixed with it that it gives a taste to will also become osur. Then it's not a matter of what's under the definition of wine. Then we have to look and see what this piece of wine or this block of wine has given a taste to. Hanodim in anovim. Similarly, if a person makes a vow not to have grapes, he says, all grapes are osur to me like the korban of the Beis HaMikdash. Mutar b'yayin, he's allowed to have wine. Yes, wine comes from grapes, that's true, but he only prohibited grapes, not what comes out of the grapes. Min hazeisim, he says, he makes a vow not to have olives. Mutar b'shemen, he's allowed to have oil. Again, when people say olives, they mean olives. And therefore, oil, is not called, people don't call oil olives. And therefore he only prohibited the actual olives on him and not what comes out or what olives give a taste to. Omar koinem zeisim v'anovim elu she'eini time. But if he says, I ban having these olives or these grapes, then also bohen uvayetzaban. Then he's prohibited not only these olives or these grapes, but anything that comes out of them, like wine and oil, because since he said these olives and grapes, then they become osur, and anything that comes out of them, anything they give a taste to even. The Gemara explains that the same thing would happen if he said, koinim zesim anovim elo olai, if he said that I'm making like a korban osur these grapes and these olives and grapes upon me, that then too he would be prohibited with eating the grapes and olives or anything that comes out of them. But if he says koinem zeisim banovim she'ani toyim, if he says I'm making a ban on olives and grapes that I won't have, but he didn't say elu these, then there's a question in the Gemara. The Gemara then says there's a bit of uncertainty as to whether he's also in what comes out of them as well, because on the one hand they're in front of him, but on the other hand he didn't say Elo. So there's a question in the Gemara about that. But certainly in the case that we mentioned in the Mishnah, when he says these olives and grapes, I'm making a ban, they're osur to me like a korban, then clearly not only they're osur, but anything they give a taste to or anything that comes out of them, because they become what's called a chatichas isur, they become a piece of isur, something prohibited. And the halach is, and anything that something something prohibited gives a taste to, that would also become also to be eaten as well.